You're all full of lies.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to get to this in just a second. Stop it.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Oh, I know what you mean.
He wants to broadcast, George.
I just thought you were being... Hang on a second. We're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification.
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment.
I just thought he was being weird. Okay.
Well, that's always a possibility.
Or technical meltdown.
You see my right foot? It's pressed down firmly on the pedal marked high quality.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Way too honest to be up here right now.
On the Little Ticket.
Yes, the e-break once again brought to us by Classic BMW. We'll give you three candidates. You get to vote on it at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the Hardline. His name is Corby Davidson. And as they were kicking off their broadcast, talking about what they had going, I believe they're at Topgolf, sounds like. And Corby was trying to tell folks to come on out. And I'm telling you, we had to beep it because he dropped an F-bomb, an accidental F-bomb. And he wasn't trying to say the word, but it came out that way. And, yes, it did stop down their show.
Well, we would love to see a number of you denizens of crazy Fort Worth out here with us today. Maybe, I don't know, get a bucket of balls, go out there and hit them, or just come in here and hang out with us. Or maybe... I don't know, get you one of these nice black clover caps they have over here or something.
Come
like
out here
that.
And get your damn
Whoa,
game in
come
order.
Out here and what?
Just get your game in order. It's golf season. Get things right.
You know what you just did?
What did I do?
You said, come out here and F.
I didn't say the whole... I almost said, fix your game.
Yeah, come
fix
out here and
game.
Get well, some fun.
Then I changed fit to get...
Fit turned to something else,
Man.
And I don't think it was get.
We need to replay that.
Yeah.
Fit right on.
No, y'all don't need to
Well,
replay
whatever.
It. We'll replay it for you. It was really shocking.
Man. That's does Corby. That show how much he uses that word in his everyday life?
He didn't even notice it. He had no idea. He just said it. All right, one more time.
Well, we would love to see a number of you denizens of crazy Fort Worth out here with us today. Maybe, I don't know, get a bucket of balls, go out there and hit them, or just come in here and hang out with us. Or maybe, I don't know, get you one of these nice black clover caps they have over here or something.
Come
like
out here
that.
And get your damn
Whoa,
game
Whoa, come
in
out
order.
Here and what?
Just get your game in order. It's God. Golf season. Get things right.
You know what you just did?
What did I do?
You said... Come out here and F.
I didn't say the whole... I almost said, fix your game.
Yeah, come
fix
out here and
game.
Get well, some fun.
But then I changed fit to get.
Fit turned to something else,
Man.
And I don't think it was get.
We need to replay
fun.
That.
Yeah.
Fit right on.
God.
Well, whatever.
He had shifted into cussing gear because he said damn right after he dropped the F-bomb, so he was in full cussing gear.
Corby. All right, he is candidate number one. His partner from the Hardline is candidate number two. That's Mike Reiner. You know, he's had a LeBron-like year, that Mike Reiner. And this is another good one. Yesterday, what's on Mike's mind, talking about former President Nixon's mansion up for sale. And the word he was looking for was enclave, and he didn't quite hit it.
With Nixon, it was pretty well known. He was either at Camp David in the White House, or he was here at San Clemente. This is a walled estate, Corby. It sits in a gated enclave.
Enclave?
Enclave.
Enclave.
Sharknado.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
One of the smartest linguistic people that I know just got enclave wrong.
Enclave?
Yeah, enclave. Thought I got my syllables mixed up.
You're doing great, seriously.
Poor Mike.
Yeah, of all the people, he's like last on the list that I would think would make that mistake.
Right, yeah.
Enclave.
That's a Craig Rosengarten special there.
Yes.
All right, one more time.
With Nixon, it was pretty well known. He was either at Camp David in the White House, or he was here at San Clemente. This is a walled estate, Corby. It sits in a gated enclave.
Enclave?
Enclave.
Enclave.
Sharknado.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
One of the smartest linguistic people that I know just got enclave wrong.
Enclave?
Yeah, enclave. But I got my syllables mixed up.
You're doing great. Seriously.
You know what my favorite part of that is? When Corby says enclave, and Mike immediately says enclave. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, of course, enclave. Yeah. Like, I didn't say enclave.
No, didn't even happen. All right, there's Ryan's. He's candidate number two. Candidate number three is that guy from the morning show. I think his name's Joyce Durham.
I think it's George Dunham.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's you.
Yeah, that is me. I am candidate number three because as we were talking about the big story of the week, Roseanne, her show being taken off. Yes, I did confuse her with somebody else. I'm not going to J.R. Smith it. I thought we were ahead, and I didn't really know the score. And this is the e-break when I thought Roseanne was... I got her confused with Rosie O'Donnell. And it's caused such an interesting debate because now some... And again, don't put me in the camp that's coming to her defense saying the show needs to be back on the air. I don't know that's the answer, but... I don't know if she needs to be vilified and just put off on an island for the rest of her life. And then for those people who are coming to her defense, some of them are, I would say, pretty on the right. Well, Trump hates her. So how do you...
Trump loves her.
Oh, Trump loves her now?
Yeah. No, Trump supports her, doesn't he?
Because he hates Rosie O'Donnell. He's called her a pig for the last 20
years.
That's
Rosie O'Donnell.
That's Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, he likes Roseanne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he was against her, too.
In fact, recently he was talking about Roseanne's great ratings.
Right.
Oh, okay.
He said
she has great ratings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Giorgio thinking all heavyset women are the same.
It's offensive. You can confuse those two.
Not really.
But
I never have.
Really? Both of them start with R?
See that? No. Never confuse those two.
No.
Well.
That was
I got the rebound. I thought we were ahead. I'm sorry.
That was your greatest case of confused identity since you thought Ja Rule was Joss Stone.
Yeah. Oh, well. It happens. All right. 888-787-1310 is the number to call. Let's all vote responsibly. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Warren.
Nope. Ha ha. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, hi, Muters.
Hi, Triple Fake Tiger.
Hey, where is Corby today? Because I need to come out and get my darn game fixed.
Okay, thank you.
Don't cuss, Tiger.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'd like to vote for George Dunham of Flower Mound.
Okay. I don't live in Flower Mound, but thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello.
It's another golfer.
Hey, is George there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Are you here, George?
Yes.
Okay.
Please do not keep me so cold and so wet in the little enclave where you and the bird dogs do despicable things.
All right, thank you.
Y'all do unspeakable things to her in the enclave?
We don't. We do that in the enclave, not in the enclave. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, vaginal slash born.
It's got to get old to him at some point. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Buenos días for quiero oír música buena, por favor.
No, we're not playing music. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, musers. I think I'll need to see if they'll have some of the Barry Switzer undercussing packages laying around for Corby. I think he needs it.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Morning, boys. Long time. Give me the South Oak Cliff con man and shout out to Drew and Bill.
Yeah, there's a Mike Reiner vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Guten Tag.
Man, that's not even close.
you're speaking with tennis legend Steffi Graf.
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe it is close.
Andre and I would like to vote for effing Corby.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the ticket.
F Corby, and I'm madly in love with you, Gordo.
Oh, wow, thanks.
A little weird.
That's nice. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Hey, Musers. How's it going?
Okay.
What are you doing today?
Well, we're broadcasting. What are you doing?
What are you up to?
I'm just calling in. I never get through. This is the first time in forever.
Well, vote for somebody.
I know.
I
had a friend who used to try to call in, and this is years ago. They used to try to.
We don't really have time for that story.
Long story about that.
I'll responsibly vote for Reiner.
Okay, thank you. All right, see ya. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, George, first of all, I'm tired of you inviting me to this sacks party. And second of all, are we going to talk about his error-filled season when he couldn't throw to first? Or are we just going to listen to the Benny Hill theme song over and over again? How to prepare. Also,
Steve Sachs humor.
And he wants Mike. Thank you for the Steve Sachs humor. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Old Gray Wolf.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner, Mike Reiner, once again.
With Nixon, it was pretty well known. He was either at Camp David in the White House, or he was here at San Clemente. This is a walled estate, Corby. It sits in a gated enclave.
Enclave?
Enclave.
Enclave.
Sharknado.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
One of the smartest linguistic people that I know just got enclave wrong.
Enclave?
Yeah, enclave. I got my syllables mixed up.
You're doing great. Seriously.
I think that's the underrated thing, the way Danny always is kicking his teammates in the ass when they're down on the ground. But you're doing great. Hey, seriously.
No, you're doing great, man. How many is that for Mike?
That's genius.
That's his 77th win, 18 behind Norman Ambien Hitzkin.
Wow. Mike's almost shooting his age,
isn't
he?
And by the way, he's not the one having the LeBron year. You are, Ja.
How so?
Well, you're the guy that leads this year with 4 wins.
Wow. Am I really?
Yeah.
Hey, congrats, man.
Yeah, I guess I was going back beyond the calendar year, maybe to like last summer. But
well, beyond the calendar year, you're still a LeBron candidate.
Okay, all right. I've had a lot of e-breaks.